ओम भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 2, text number 23 and 24 and 25 too. Can we go? Because these three are ascertaining something completely different characteristics from the body. Lord Krishna is putting up some thought-provoking ideas which anybody could ever have thought before. The characteristics of the soul can be felt or experienced by this physical process. So, number 23, नैनं चिन्तन्ति शास्त्राणि न एनं दहति पावकः न च एनं क्लेदयन्ति आपः न शोषयति मारुतः अच्छेद्यः अयम् अदात्यः अयम् अक्लिद्य अशोष्य एव च नित्यः सर्वगतः स्थानु अचलः अयम् सनातनः अव्यक्त अयम् अचिन्त्य अयम् अविकार्यः अयम् उच्यते तस्मात् एवं विदित्वा एनं न अनुशोचितम् अर्हसि। नैनं छिन्दन्ति शस्त्राणि, नैनं दहति पावकः, न चेन्नं क्लेदयन्त्यापो, न शोषयति मारुतः अच्छेद्योऽयम् अच्छेद्योऽयम् अदाह्योऽयम् अक्लेद्यो अशोष्य एव च नित्यः सर्वगतः स्थानो अचलोऽयम् सनातनः अव्यक्तोऽयम् अचिन्त्योऽयम् अविकार्योऽयमुच्यते तस्मादेवं विदित्वेन नानुशोचिन्तुमर्हसि। एनं दिस् सोल् छिन्दन्ति केन् कट् टु पीसेस् शस्त्राणि वेपन्स् नेवर् एनं दिस् सोल् दहति वन्स् पावकः फायर् न नेवर् च आल्सो एनं दिस् सोल् क्लेदयन्ति मोश्चर् आपः वाटर् न नेवर् शोषयति ड्राय् मरुतः विण्ड् अच्छेद्यः अन्ब्रेकबल् अयम् दिस् सोल् अदाह्यः unable to be born.
I am
this soul, ugly,
deha,
insoluble, asoshyaha, not able to dry, eva, certainly, cha, and nityaha, everlasting, sarvagataha, all pervading, sthanuhum, unchangeable, achalaha, immovable. I am
this soul.
Sanatanaha, eternally the same.
Avyaktaha,
invisible. I am this soul. Achintyaha, inconceivable. I am this soul. Avikaryaha, unchangeable. I am this soul. Uchyate, it is said. Tasmat, therefore, evam, like this, viditva, knowing it well, enam, this soul, na, do not, anusochitam, to lament, arhasi, you deserve. Three translations. And further by this divine grace, Sipasilam Samshu Prabhupada. The soul can never be cut into pieces by any weapon, nor burnt by fire, nor moistened by water, nor withered by wind. This individual soul is unbreakable and insoluble and can be neither burnt nor dried. It is everlasting, present everywhere, unchangeable, immovable, and eternally the same. It is said that the soul is invisible, inconceivable, and immutable. Knowing this, you should not grieve for the body. Change of the body by the atomic individual soul is an accepted fact. Even the modern scientists who do not believe in existence of the soul, but at the same time cannot explain the source of energy from the heart, have to accept. The soul can never be cut to pieces by the weapon, nor burnt by fire, nor moistened by water, nor withered by the wind. All kinds of weapons, swords, flame weapons, rain weapons, tornado weapons, etc., are unable to kill the spirit soul. It appears that there were many kinds of weapons made of earth, water, air, ether, etc., in addition to the modern weapon of fire. Even the nuclear weapons of the modern age are classified as fire weapons, but formerly there were other weapons made up of all different types of material elements. Firearms were counteracted by water weapons, which are now known as known to the modern science. Nor do the modern science have knowledge of tornado weapons. Nonetheless, the soul can never be cut into pieces, nor annihilated by any number of weapons, regardless of the scientific devices. The Mayavadi cannot explain how the individual soul came into existence simply by ignorance and consequently become covered by illusory energy. Nor was it ever possible to cut the individual souls from the original Supreme Soul. Rather, the individual souls are eternally separate parts of the Supreme Soul because they are atomic individual souls, eternally sanatana. They are prone to be covered by illusory energy and thus they become separated from the association of the Supreme Lord, just as the spark of a fire. Although one in quality with the fire, are prone to be extinguished when out of the fire. In the Varaha Purana, the living entities are described as parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord, of the Supreme. They are eternally so according to the Bhagavad Gita also. So, even after being liberated from illusion, the living entity remains a separate identity as it is evident from the teachings of the Lord to Arjuna. Arjuna became liberated by the knowledge received from Krishna, but he never became one with Krishna. all these qualifications of the atomic soul definitely prove that the individual soul is eternally the atomic particle of the spirit whole, and he remains the same atom eternally without change. The theory of monism is very difficult to apply in this case, because the individual soul is never expected to become one homogeneously after liberation from material contamination. The atomic soul may prefer to remain as spiritual spark in the effulgent rays of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the intelligent souls enter into the spiritual planet to associate with the Personality of Godhead. The word sarvagata, all pervading, is significant because there is no doubt that the living entities are all over God's creation. They live on the land, in water, in air, and within the earth, and even within the fire. The belief that they are sterilized in the fire is not accepted, because it is clearly stated here that the soul cannot be burnt by fire. Therefore, there is no doubt that there are living entities also in the sun planet and suitable bodies to live there. If the sun globe is uninhibited, then the word sarvagata, living everywhere, becomes meaningless. As described previously, the magnitude of the soul is so small for our material calculation that he cannot be seen even by the most powerful microscope. Therefore, he is invisible. As far as the soul's existence is concerned, no one can establish the existence experimentally beyond the proof of Sruti, the Vedic wisdom. We have to accept this truth because there is no other source of understanding the existence of the soul. Although it is a fact by perception. There are many things we have to accept solely on the ground of superior authority. No one can deny the existence of his father based upon the authority of his mother. Therefore, no source of understanding the identity of the father except the authority, by the authority of the mother. Similarly, there is no source of understanding the soul except by studying the Vedas. In other words, the soul is inconceivable by human experimental knowledge. The soul is consciousness and conscious. That also is the statement of the Vedas, and we have to accept that. Unlike the bodily changes, there is no change in the soul. As eternally unchangeable, the soul remains atomic in comparison to the infinite Supreme Soul. The Supreme Soul is infinite and the atomic soul are infinitesimal. Therefore, the infinitesimal soul, being unchangeable, can never become equal to the infinite soul or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This concept is repeated in the Vedas in different ways just to confirm the stability of the conception of the soul. Repetition of something is necessary in order that we can understand the matter thoroughly without error. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shlakaya Chakshur Militanyena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manavishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapata Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavascha Sri Rupam Sarjatam Sahagana Raghunatham Kamtham Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vanascha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Nusate Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishapanu Devi Pranamaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Vedanta Sri Vasari Guru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Nainam Chindanti Shastrani Nainam Dhati Pavaka Na Chetim Kledayantapo Na Shoshati Mahusa अछेद्योऽयम् अदाह्योऽयम् अक्लेद्यो अशोष्येव च नित्यः सर्वगतः स्थाणोरचलोऽयम् सनातनः अव्यक्तोऽयम् अचिन्त्योऽयम् अविकार्योऽयम् उच्यते तस्मादेवम् विदित्वेनम् नानुशोचितुम् अस्ति. So these three verses are definitely thought-provoking as far as material life is concerned. It is giving a direct blow that we need to change our conception. And these are experiential proof that if we use our intelligence, we will find that these qualities of the spirit soul can be experienced. It is not that inconceivable means unexperienceable. Inconceivable does not negate the perception. The feeling of the superior nature will be always realized if we use the intelligence. The basic foundation of the intelligence comes that intelligence always discriminates between the temporary and permanent. This is the baseline, the bottom line, they call it. That na sato vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate asat ubhayorapi drashto antata tattva darshini. Those who are seekers of truth, they have discerned for definite that for the real there is no cessation and for the unreal there is no endurance. So the soul is on reality aspect and this reality can be experienced. So the experiential features that people generally neglect when they do not use their intelligence. We are born in darkness of ignorance. You know, we didn't have intelligence. You know, when we are born in the darkness of ignorance, where is the question of using the intelligence? And if we remain in the darkness of ignorance by not having a proper inquiry, then there is no chance for us to realize the existential truth about us. So, Krishna is giving these points for the one which is generally a left out part of our being, that is ourselves. You know, we neglect ourselves, we neglect ourselves, we cheat ourselves, you know. Because of lack of intelligence, we end up doing this. The life of material existence is totally ignorant. So, all these characteristics of the soul that Krishna describes, they have to be very thoughtfully understood. How he says that the weapons cannot cut it into pieces. The weapons cannot cut the soul into pieces. That's all right. Monkey business.
See, I said weapons.
Okay. Srila Prabhupada describes that because our body is composed of five material elements, whatever these elements are, they cannot be superior than the soul. They cannot be superior. So whichever weapon one can make out of either five elements, gross elements, either fire, jwar means one that produces intense heat, fire. The weapon that causes fire. And Prabhupada indicates that the fire weapons are generally recognized as the weapons that one that blasts, you know, burns up everything. You know. But there are wind weapons too. And tornado weapons, he's talking. That's a very fearful force. A documentary done by, I think, BBC or CNN about the raging planets, where they show this kind of power of the material nature with five elements, that they can devastate it. So much destruction is caused by them that people become completely stunned. When these elements are responsible to make such weapons and they can destroy everything, but yet they cannot destroy the soul. Because soul is smaller than even the element particle, the atoms. And super soul can be smaller than that soul, as well as bigger than it. Anuraniyam Mahatomaniyam, the 13th chapter, it is described. It can become smaller than the smallest, and bigger than the biggest. Because this is entire material energy, entire particle, entire material particle. You cannot, we described last time, and I remember very vividly about the experiment the scientists were doing last year in the month of April between the border of France and Switzerland. They made a 25 mile radius tunnel to split the atom. Collider, super collider. Super collider. And they were engaged in constructing the magnet for several years. It's such a powerful magnet to channelize the path of the electrons which are bombarded and to split the atom, to capture God particle, the anti-particle. But these experiments have been going on. And Srila Prabhupada commented on that, and the first book that he ever wrote is Easy Journey to Other Planets. Because that was in 1956 that they got Nobel Prize. And till today, means 2008, but all the time the experiments failed. They could not capture the God particle. They postulated, they got the Nobel Prize, and wow, everything was done. But they never caught, they were able to ever catch the God particle. They cannot catch God. Because the inconceivable aspect is generated by the unapproachable, indestructible nature of the superior energy of the Lord. And it shows completely opposite characteristics than the material particle. So, however great weapons one can make, they are unable to kill the soul. That is the proposition here. It means it is ever existing. No material energy can ever kill the soul. That is the direct change. So, achieve here. So, nainam chindanti. Same chindanti shastrani means it is similarly achieve here. So, if the weapons cannot cut,
If any instrument is failing to cut anything, means it is achedya. Therefore, nainam chindanti shastrani means achedya. That's the proof. Second thing, nainam dahati pavaka. So adahyoya. In the very next verse. You know, this is experimental knowledge. When it cannot be burned to ashes, then it is adahya, means it cannot be burned. And similarly, na cha kledayantyapo, kledayanta means moisture. The water cannot moisten it. So the nature, ashoshya evacha, ashoshya means it can never dry. So, in this way, akledya and asoshya means that even air and water cannot make any effect on it. But then in the next line, it is established, nitya sarvagata sthanu achalo ayam sanatana. This establishes the fact that it is for eternal, but it is also all pervading. If the matter can limit, remember in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are given the calculation of time by displacement of the atom. Means one atom, if it is moved by any factor, that distance calculates the time. And it comes from very minute measuring unit. Nimish, kshan, and then it goes like that. It is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, you know, Maitreya Muni is describing very technical aspect of calculation. In the onset of creation, the whole thing is very tabulated and explained what is meant by a fraction of a second is called nimish. So the when it is a material element, and material element has its size and its displacement also. Because grosser the element, the subtler element can move it. Like air. Air particles are there. Air particles have oxygen, nitrogen, and they have also the atoms. But these atoms are subtler than the gross ground state elements. Of like, say, in the earth, there is calcium, there is magnesium, there is strontium, there are sodium, potassium, everything is there. All the inorganic elements are there. And they have their atoms. But gross atoms are movable by the force of subtler. Right? So, according to that, the movability is there. But here it is said, sarvagata. Who can move it? Because it is entire material, so it is present everywhere. Not in the form of only living entities, because they are everywhere. Living entities are everywhere. There is no space without any living entity. They are within earth, they are within the water, they are within the fire also. They are called sarvagata. material world, therefore, is not sarvagata. It is limited in the sky, you know, confined to a little space-occupying planets. And they are moving with the force of the subtle of nature. They are moving by the force of subtle nature. And that is also well organized. So therefore, Krishna is concluding in the second verse itself that nitya, it is ever present, sarvagata, everywhere. Then sthanu, achalo, ayam. Sthanu means unchangeable. It cannot be changed. Means there is no deterioration, there is no creation, and there is no dissolution either. Material element is being formed from the subtler to the gross level. That we have seen, it is by the indulgence of the catalytic glands of Mahavishnu. The subtler elements are formed first, then the grosser. Actually, this bewilders even the demigods, that is said in the first sloka. Janmadhyasya yataha anvayag itaras chaste abhigya swarat tene brahmaradaya adi kave muhyanti yatsuraya. Muhyanti means bewildering. These subtle changes only occurs in the material nature. Just as for example, there was a space. In the space there is air. So air is formed after the space is created. Then after the air is created, fire. And from fire, water comes. And from water, earth comes, the grosser. So these are the changes. So tejo vari mridam yathat vinimaya trisarga amrusha. Trisarga means creation, sustenance, and dissolution. This is called trisarga. It is so much bewildering to those who are not understanding this nature of the soul. So we see that the exchanges, vinimaya means transformations from subtler to the grosser. That occurs only in the physical phenomena. Therefore, it is called sthāru. Sthāru means unchangeable. You do not see the soul right now it is yellow and then it will become green. No. Soul is having all beauty. Just like Rosh Krishna. Like father, like son. Like father, like son. But this soul is so much insignificantly, infinite. And the Supreme Personality of God and Lord Shri Krishna is infinite. That is the distance. So simultaneously oneness and difference in the spiritual nature of the soul must be taken into consideration. But it is completely different. You cannot take simultaneously oneness and difference in material manifestation. In material manifestation, you cannot take the basis of oneness and difference. Material means material. Unless and until you convert it into spiritual nature by using, by applying in the service of the Supreme Personality. Then and then it has a spiritual value. So the idea is that sthanu means unchangeable nature. everything in material world is changing. So, achala, it means the position of the soul is steadfast, unmovable. It's called achala. And therefore it is called sanatana. Anything that is sanatana must have all these characteristics. Which one? Nitya. It must be eternally manifested. You know? It must be everywhere. It must be unchangeable. It must be steadfast. And that is called sanatana, eternally existence. So, this, for a common man, it is said to be avyaktoyam, achintyoyam, avikaryoyam, uchyate. Therefore it is said that the soul is invisible, inconceivable and immutable. Means, from the medium of material perception, either through material eyes or through material brain, he cannot estimate the nature of the soul. It's immutable. It is not going to change. You have to change your thinking. It is not going to change. If it is changing, then we can never teach it. Let me tell you. Just like we cannot become Lord and Master because the time is, you know, taking the toll. It will not allow us to fulfill our, you know, desire. Time takes away everything. But when the time is not affected, then where is the question of unachievable? Everything is achievable. That is the realm of Goloka Vrindavan. What they say, time is absent by it.
The influence of time is inconspicuous by
inconspicuous. Influence of the time is inconspicuous.
Conspicuous.
By it's conspicuous
by
its absence. Then you can ask the question, how come the sun is there, how come the moon is there in Goloka Vrindavan? How the stars are there, how the night appears in Goloka Vrindavan? And how the rasa dance is taking place? If the time is in, conspicuous by exceptions, how it is happening?
That is inconceivable.
Is it? With the material brain, you know, of so-called exchange of information, it is impossible to understand. It's only something should be available which is anti-material, and that is called mercy. The nature of mercy is not composed of any material conception. The nature of mercy of the Lord is not composed of any material conception. It is completely spiritual and that is the highest, you know, achievable thing is the mercy of the Lord. If we want to achieve anything, then the mercy of the Lord is the only thing in our life to be successful. Because it's anti-material nature. So these three slokas, you know, are definitely telling the entire material nature of the soul, and therefore the conclusion is given, na sochit marnasi. It is always a matter of rejoicing, not lamentation, because the soul cannot be killed. The fear of body being killed does not negate the soul being killed. It is eternal. It's not a negative thing. When the body is dead by this way or that way, for a devotee situated samyak vyavasati, vyavastha means the arrangement of through the medium of intelligence, a devotee is in equiposed situation. Samyak, sama means equal. And samyak means ikshu, means seeing. It's a technique of seeing on the equal platform. So samyak vyavasati. Shipram bhavati dharmatma swasachantam nikachati kaunteya pratijani name bhakta pranashmi. Why? Because bhajate mam ananya bhag sadure vahi samyak vyavasitavasa. For a devotee, situation is samyak. Samyak means equiposed. What is that verse? Let's see the word samyak. Where is it? Happy. Here is 9:30. Okay. Sadureva hi samantya samyak vyavasito hi saha. So the meaning of samyak is completely vyavasthiti, means situated in determination.
What page is that?
That is in 494 in this week. Apichet sudaracharo bhajate mam ananyava sadhu revi sa mantavya samyak vyavasito hi saha. Even if one commits the most abominable action, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly because he is properly situated in his determination. Now, determination means intelligence. Without intelligence, no determination comes. But this intelligence is vyavasaya pika buddhi. That is one pointed, and that comes through the nasato vidyate bhavana bhavo vidyate asata. It discriminates between sat and asat, the temporary and the permanent. So, when one's intelligence is reposed on permanent, eternal occupation, that is devotional service, he attains samyak. Means equiposed or completely situated in his determination. Krishna conscious intelligence. Krishna conscious intelligence. So that is samyak vyavasthiti. So it is said that one has to cultivate this intelligence. So he will be rightly situated. There's another word, rightly situated. Prabhupada uses this word. One has to be rightly situated. Means his vision. Even though he is encased in the material world, but he is living on the platform of Samyak Vyavasthita. So, for him he is liberated. He gives up all misconceptions of material in nature. Right? So, in the same line, it is said here that what is that verse on that? Rupa Goswami says, mukti hitva nyatha rupam swarupena vyavasthiti. Mukti hitva. Mukti means giving up the false conception, anyatha rupam. One which is not your rupa, you give up those conceptions. What's the big deal? We have to work hard to give up the false conceptions of material in nature, temporary conceptions. I have heat in my body, so, okay. But what good is this heat? You are not going to be killed by the heat. The soul is not. So, one has to give up the misconception on the same basis, because one derives this conclusive aspect through that Krishna conscious intelligence. So that is Samyak Vyavasthiti, that is a liberated position. A person who thinks that he is composed of Yasyatma Buddhi Kunapi Pridhar, okay? Swadikalatradi Shuija Baumadi, Yaptitha Buddhi Salilena Karhichit, Janesu Abhigyesu Sa Eva Gokhara. Srimad Bhagavatam tells on this platform that if somebody thinks that with the intelligence made up of the bodily conception, means the body is composed of kapha, pitta and vayu, tridhatu. So his intelligence is also resting on that estimation. Kuna pe tridhatu. Swadhi, that intelligence is now expanded to kalatra adishu, wife, children, home. Ijya bhavadi, up to the level of my country. Because I am born here, I am Indian, I must sacrifice my life for Mother India. But Bhagavatam says, Tirtha Buddhi Salilena Kahichi. Tirtha is always accompanied by Salila, water, means flowing water. All the Tirthas. So generally a holy place is also called Tirtha, where holy rivers are flowing. And they are holy because they are capable to demonstrate the pastimes of the Lord and the significance of that particular place revealed, that can purify our material intelligence. Therefore it is called Tirtha Buddhi. Yat Tirtha Buddhi Salilena Karhinche. If somebody is not getting any advantage of getting their intelligence purified by visiting such places in pilgrimage, intelligence simply made up of kapha, pitta and vayu will count them amongst sa eva gokhara, amongst the animals like cows and asses. means clouds and ashes also have the same intelligence of kapha pitta vayu. And human being, however religious he may be, he is also having the same intelligence. What's the difference? So Janeshu Abhigyeshu, he will be celebrated as the one who has intelligence equivalent to cow or an ass. So one has to be intelligent, means Krishna conscious intelligence. And Krishna is, you know, telling Arjuna, be intelligent. Why do you cry on a few dollars worth of chemicals? Why do you cry? But he says in very sweet words and very philosophical words and very, very, you know, effective way to shape up our intelligence. So, thank you very much. Anybody has any questions? Yes.
When Krishna describes his souls, he can't be cut to pieces by any weapon, or he can't be burnt by a fire. So he's addressing people who may think that so Krishna is saying the soul can't be burnt by fire, cut by weapons. So he's addressing someone who might think that you can cut a person as the weapons are. So when Krishna is saying that the soul is immovable, what point is he addressing? Like what is the issue if someone thinks that the soul is immovable?
No material element can become superior, you know, to that entire material soul. So nothing is going to happen, because soul is much more subtler energy, very powerful energy than this material element of energy. So rest assured that you will never be destroyed. There is no reason one has to lament.
Specific point of being immovable. I mean,
yes, immutable.
Immovable.
Immovable.
Achala.
Achala means because he is everywhere, no material time can displace it. It's everywhere. Achala. But he is individual. And therefore it's called Sarvagata. Narad Muni is called Sarvagata. Does he have any restriction to travel?
No, one can say that he's moving, no?
Huh?
One can say that Narad Muni is moving.
No, his influence is just to aid Lord Sri Krishna, who is immovable in one place. Narad Muni comes and goes. But the nature remains the same. Narad Muni or Krishna appears, if he is appearing within himself, what's the big deal? If Krishna appears within himself, not outside of himself, he's not immovable. There's a beautiful poem in Gujarati, Narasimha Mehta wrote this, you know, says, when I woke up, I realized that I don't see material world. Jagine jonto jagat dishen. I cannot see any material world. I woke up. Ungma atpata bhogavate. in the sleep of our ignorance, we conceive differently. You know, atpata means very variegated and confusing. Bhogavan say everything that I try to accommodate with myself, want to load over. But the reality that realized when one wakes up, he says, Chitta Chaitanya Vilasata Drupacha. Chitta means the Krishna conscious intelligence, the consciousness. Chitta means the consciousness. Chaitanya is the nature of most living force. Living force is attractive, but all attractive living force is called Krishna. So, qualitative oneness is there. So, you say the consciousness is becoming so dynamic, living in reality, that we realize that Brahma Lataka Kare Brahma Pase. The Supreme Absolute Truth, Personality of Godhead, is acting in front of himself. There's nothing outside of the purview of the Absolute Truth. Everything which is happening, it is with him. So, is there any distance for the soul and the Supreme Soul? They are everywhere within that spiritual jurisdiction. Everywhere is spiritual jurisdiction. Only material has far one-fourth jurisdiction. So, those who are dwelling on the material platform, means in material jurisdiction, how is it possible for them to move out and come into 3/4 level of Vaikuntha atmosphere? Then it is Sarvatra and Achal, immovable. But the varieties will be there. But they all act in front of them. But here, because the subject matter and object both are different in the material, therefore, in the material world, the subject matter and the object that pertains to the subject both have differences. In the spiritual world, subject and object are of the same nature. So, when we realize that we are spirit, soul, part and parcel, our position is immovable. We may move, but within our own realm of spiritual nature. And there will be so many varieties, but it is not confined by the time. But in material world, everything will be confined by the time. It will be changeable. Achala means steadfast. And sthavar means unchangeable. So all these factors that Krishna describes, they go together. They go together. Therefore, I took this third verse as a conclusive aspect, but the first verse and second verse, first verse projects a material application, but the result for the soul is, or the conclusion for the soul is described in that second verse. Because the fire cannot, or the weapons cannot cut, therefore he is ever existing. Nitya. Remember we started with that. So In 23, Chindanti Shastran, weapons cannot cut, therefore he is called Achedya. Means he is unbreakable. Alright? So, next is Nainam Dahati Palka, means therefore it is Adahyoyam. Then Nachenu Kledayantyapo. So, it is said, Akledyo. Similarly, Ashoshya Evacha. The wind cannot. You know? So, in this way, if Nashosha Iti Maruta, therefore the result is, or his characteristic is, his Asocha. So, in the same way, the establishment of the truth that it is nitya means if it is achedya, means it is nitya. And also adahya and sarvagata, sthanu means unchangeable, and achala means steadfast. You know, immovable. All these characteristics pertain to the soul and we can approach Lord Shri Krishna similarly, even though wherever we are, if we come to that platform, Krishna is there. There is no distance. So, Ishopanishad tells, you know, Apani Padu Javana Grahita, and that verse, what is called? Sarparyagat Shukram. Avram. What is that verse? That's a complicated verse. But it says definitely that even though he doesn't have hands, he accepts. He doesn't have legs, but he runs fast. Even though he may be so far away, but he is so easily approachable. Just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When the tongue vibrates, the Prabhupada sees that Krishna is dancing on your tongue. It's the same tongue, but he sees Krishna dancing on his tongue. Is it? So that is the nature of immovable. Everything is right there. How is everything is so much packed? The whole total completeness is packed in chanting Hare Krishna. It's not simply allegorical. It is experiential, and we should progress in that direction.
This is sir, you're when we change our body after death, soul goes with suksham body to another body. There it has been shown movie.
Because he is in material conception, he will move. The time factor will move him. He has unsatisfied material desires still hanging, and he accepted that bhava, means material nature is there. So therefore, it becomes the cause for him to move. Material nature causes him to move.
There it has been said that it soul moves, it goes from one body to another body.
But that is not moving, it is moving within all the spiritual aspect.
When it is immovable, how it moves within?
Why not? It does not leave its own jurisdiction, only in bewilderment.
See, the soul, when it says immovable, it's fixed in its constitution. Clear? When the soul, it says achala, means it's fixed, it's immovable, it's fixed in its nature for being spirit. You cannot make the soul material. That's immovable. That's one meaning. Prabhupada says in another place that when you say immovable, it means that spirit moves matter. Matter does not move spirit.
My question is that it has been said that it goes from one body to another with sukshma or mana.
Yes, but what are the presence of the soul? The bodies are dead. Yes or no? Yes or no?
Yeah.
So spirit moves matter. Matter cannot move spirit. So therefore it's immovable. Therefore Prabhupada says life comes from?
Life.
Life does not come from matter. That's the first book Maharaj quoted also in 58 or something.
Yes. But important thing is that even in material life, this human form of life, when we get rid of this material conception and fix ourselves in spiritual life, Krishna is achievable. That realm is right here. That realm is right here. We don't have to go anywhere. We are coming to Vrindavan just to facilitate our thinking process, meditating process faster. Yeah? Otherwise, Prabhupada took Vrindavan wherever he. How could he take? He could take only in the spiritual way. So, spirit is very powerful to move the matter. It actually removes the entire material conception. It destroys the material conception, the spiritual conception.
It means when it is said that it goes from one body to another.
And still, in material conception.
It means only that our soksham body, subtle body goes.
But that is afflicted by the time. So,
right,
time is present only in material aspect, not in spiritual aspect that we discussed today.
Soul is immovable, our subtle body goes.
Everything will go away, but we will be there. We regain our lost position with Krishna. Forgotten position. We lost means regained. To tell frankly, we lost it. We lost the opportunity, but we should not lose the opportunity again. That is Prabhupada's request. Isn't it?
Thank you.
Did you have questions?
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Highly explain this infinite and infinite.
Yes?
Super soul is infinite. And soul
is infinitesimal. Yes. Prabhupada uses this term. Infinite means you cannot estimate through material measurement methods. Okay? Infinitesimal means you can also not measure its smallness by material calculation. All these are given just like Balagrasatabhagasya, the soul's measurement is just to explain, you know, how small it can be. But when you talk of even the super soul, it will be the smaller than the smallest. If the small is the soul is the smallest, super soul can be smaller than the smallest too. For him, there is no limitation. And during this perfection, Hanuman got the Astra Siddhis to become smaller than the smallest and bigger than, it is measurable. And it was just for the sake of making tricks so he can serve Lord Rama better.
When he entered the mouth of Sursa, you know, right? He went in the same body because Sursa made his her mouth very big, you know, bigger than Hanuman. So I said, Hanuman says, okay, I don't. But when he came out smaller than what he was. So Sursa could not capture. But anyway, Hanuman was not proud of his siddhis, you know, perfection. So, but these are material perfection, and they can be measured. Alright. But spiritual perfection and spiritual nature cannot be measured. Only a progress can be understood by some definite, you know, levels of our understanding and situation in our position, you know, it becomes much more firm, stronger, and most convicted, and most committed, till we are totally sold out. It is a comparative situation, but because it is inconceivable, how can we compare with material measurements? That's the idea.
Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai.